Trigger warning, Death and Friends is not a podcast for the light of heart. Many dark and serious subjects will come up. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Nash. I guess I should thank you for letting me sit down in your office for this, though I'm not entirely sure why you called me.
Yes, of course.
Question for you. Quick thing. Sure. What are you wearing?
Listen, old sport. It's time to get it. That cabbage.
The what now?
The cabbage, the green, the lettuce.
Those are three separate things.
You see this? You see this?
Ah, Jesus Christ. Ah, why is it so bright?
These men. These legends.
Is that?
Our gay dads.
Is that Lord Carnarvon and Howard Carter?
Yes, that's what I said. Our gay dads. Pay attention.
Where's that music coming from?
Hush your face. It's today's mission to make these history zaddies proud. We've been away for too long.
I see. Well then, is it time?
That it is, old sport. That it is.
Okay then. We do it right this time. No jokes in poor taste. No make fun of a kid for being riddled with disease due to incest. Most importantly, no pee-pee jokes.
We can do this.
Wait, is that incest?
Mm-hmm.
With probable medical complications affecting their physical appearance?
Yep.
Bring it on.
All right. Here we go.
Death comes for us all. You might as well make it your friend.
Your friend.
With us on Death and Friends.
Hello, Skeleton Army. I'm Angel, and this pervert for Egypt is Nash.
My dick is bigger than Tut's.
Okay, well, yeah, Nash, his is missing. You are bigger than nothing. We all are.
How dare you take this from me?
That's what Tut said. Heyo!
What is this noise?
It's bad. Yeah. Today's episode, we are back in Egypt.
Finally.
Yeah. Yes, finally.
Good.
Calm down.
Yes.
Calm down. All right. Okay. All right. Moving on, we are discussing daddy issues, specifically King Tut's daddy issues, and quite frankly, maybe all of Egypt's.
We're really spamming the daddy button, aren't we?
Well, you do. And you gotta give the people what they want.
What if you say his name just once? Like, just one time for the lads. You know, just...
Right. Let's talk about our favorite, with a O-U in it, Pharaoh... Akhenaten.
Our boy here is born Amenhotep IV during the 14th century to Queen Tai and the very creatively named Amenhotep III. It's like Britain, but earlier and better.
Amenhotep, did you hear about this? Has siblings.
What?
But he is the only one with a penis who is also alive. So.
He'd had an older brother, but that guy died under mysterious circumstances.
Actually, we don't know why he died. So stop making things sound like murder.
Stop making murder sound regular.
Quiet, you.
No.
So naturally, Amenhotep is the favorite, spelled with just a O this time, and next in line to rule the throne. And so throughout his youth, he gets. Gotta check my notes here real quick. Hang on. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure this will not come to bite Egypt in the butt later.
And because of this, he's known to be a real. And this is something that Angel actually wrote. Quote, royal mama's boy, end quote.
It's important later. Probably. I promise.
So he's a nepo baby to the highest level, meaning also, of course, he's only around other rich kids. Most scholars believe that he eventually becomes a high priest, much like his former brother, who died.
Don't do it.
Of mysterious circumstances.
God damn it, Nash.
No. It's during his probable high priesthood where he most likely gains his love for the Aten.
Dear Aten, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my scroll, my bird, and my home location at the bottom. I sent two letters back in honor. You must not have got them. Probably was a problem at
No. I don't understand what you're doing, so I don't like it. So Aten is essentially the creator sun god.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why.
Don't do this.
I got out of bed.
So Aten is essentially the creator sun god.
Like capital G god.
Daddy god.
Papa Dios.
Father God.
The big G in the sky.
Please stop.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry. Suck it. Anyway, Amenhotep III eventually does die due to...
diabetes. Probably.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they checked his mummy and they were like, oh yeah, he was like old, fat, and had hella cavities. Man's was putting in work. It's probably what did him in.
Well, that doesn't have the fun, mysterious meaning. It's regular.
Psh, bitch, speak for yourself. Die. Diabetes.
Okay. All right. I'll accept it.
My AC level thanks you. With Papa Amenhotep doing a die, his son comes to power, and naturally, his mummy helps. She is someone of great influence, with many diplomats that had worked with her late husband writing to her directly after his death, and wishing her son a solid reign. With that being said, evidence uncovered shows that everyone liked her more than her husband, which is fucking beautiful.
Hit him with the sorry your husband died, just know, we always wanted to hang out with you more.
Mm-hmm. You could say it's a real mummy government.
So all of this happens in 1353 BCE, probably with Egypt. You never really can be quite sure. It's fine, though. Amenhotep JR times 4 eventually...
It's Junior!
Eventually rules 17 years during the 18th dynasty of the New Kingdom. And he has some kids. And one of them is kind of maybe a little bit very inbred. And everyone just lives super long lives, probably. And they're still alive today. It's totally fine. Roll the outro. We're done.
All right. Good. Season 5, everybody. Season... We did it. We, wait, really? We're gonna end the episode?
No.
Oh, well.
Penis. So Amenhotep loves him some Aten.
Just.
He's adjusting to rule relatively well, and he marries local hot girl Nefertiti.
Insert boob joke here.
Actually, let's talk about her for a second.
Yes. Oh, yes. Much like all their married friends, we also believe that Nefertiti is the most interesting of the two.
So it turns out that actually no one knows who Nefertiti's actual parents are. Though most believe her to be the daughter of a top advisor named...
I.
Why did you interrupt me?
Because we both know you would pronounce it A.
Hey,
how you doing? Hey, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A would later become Pharaoh, but that's like, spoilers. A.
Spoilies.
Anywho, some historian theories about Nefertiti range from incest...
Gross.
...to a princess from a foreign land...
Better.
But what we here at Death and Friends believe is...
She was a Betty.
Yeah.
Fine as hell.
It's a pretty solid theory, in fairness to us. Where did she come from? Who the fuck cares, nerd? She's hot as hell.
The biggest mystery is that she saw Amenhotep the IV and was like, hello, nurse!
Honestly, it's absolutely baffling because as far as we know, he was like at best normal looking, like nothing special. Just a little. Like a little bit inbred. So like a
just
very
a touch of inbred.
Yeah, just like a very unattainably hot woman saw this weirdo and was like, yep, that's how I like him. All hemophiliac with a big ass chin and bad fashion sense.
Damn, baby, I know somebody that put on that chin.
We do it right this time. No jokes in poor taste. No making fun of a kid for being riddled with disease due to incest. Most importantly, no pee-pee jokes.
We can do this.
No jokes in poor taste. No jokes in poor taste. No jokes in poor taste. No pee-pee jokes.
Hey, but whatever tickles your pickle, we are not here to yuck your yum. Because these two are literally inseparable. Like, in every single depiction of them, that anything that we have of Amenhotep, she is also there next to him. And anything that mentions him also mentions her. Very MGK Megan Fox vibes.
They're genuinely into each other, which is like...
It's gross. It's yucky.
I was going to go with surprising, but yes, yucky works. Lots of these political marriages are quid pro quo, cough, looking at you, Henry VIII, cough. But this one is literally just vibes, bro. Just vibes.
What's good, Haina? Let me holler at you real quick. Yo, your name means the beautiful woman has come, girl. And you about to. It's a flash flood warning, girl.
She and the luckiest man to have ever been on Earth rule side by side like equals. She also wears a pharaoh's crown and is apparently insanely supportive of her husband. I'm sure this won't be a problem later on when he has really big dreams or something.
Nefertiti and Akhenaten met and married before he became pharaoh. So she was just with him from the beginning, when he had nothing. Just his father's land and money.
A true bootstrap story. She's probably too supportive, though, if such a thing is possible.
Yeah, it was probably like, this is Akadan's voice. Hey, babe, I want to go to bars. Oh, go for it. Look at this flamethrower. Oh, good for you. So yeah, probably too supportive, as we will soon find out, to all of Egypt's detriment.
Nefertiti and her husband...
Love this energy.
...have some kids. But all of them have Pajimbuses, so that's definitely probably going to come up later.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No Pajimbos, just Pajimbuses.
Bad news.
Nefertiti's husbando decides to celebrate the Sed Festival, which is a mix of a crown jubilee, world championship title unification celebration, and a Toyotathon.
Hmm. More accurately, the Sed is a large celebration to essentially spend money and party in the name of the pharaoh. Traditionally, the Sed is held after, like, I don't know, like 20 years of rule.
Yeah.
Our boy is like, hey, what if I didn't, though? And really, who was going to stop him? Like, who?
True. Because Amenhotep IV sits down on his throne for 10 minutes and says, let's dance!
Walk, fuck like an Egyptian.
Let me see some Nefertitis.
CBS beggars.
What was that?
Wow, that was embarrassing even for us.
Nefertiti.
So Amenhotep sets up his Sed early to start prepping Egypt for the big changes he's about to bring down. He introduces the worship of Aten as the sole supreme god, and he wants to leave all of traditional polytheism that Egypt is literally built on.
It was also built on slave labor, Nash. Don't forget that one.
Yeah,
so
that one. So he changes his name to Akhenaten and declares that the Aten is not only the creator of the universe, but also a gold disc that's an all-powerful force that's just all around us.
I can feel you all around me.
That band is problematic, Angel.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, oof, that is a bummer.
Yeah, we don't support gay conversion therapy.
Yeah, fuck you,
yeah. So with Nefertiti's husband essentially using the Sed as a chance to build a shitload of temples, monuments to the Aten, and declare himself the voice of Sed Aten, Egyptians were like, not about it.
Look, if you told me that I had to stop worshipping sexy animal god ladies and had to worship a serving dish instead, I would also be mad.
I mean, he was a serving dish who created the universe? Still no?
No. Okay. No.
Well,
no.
Luckily he managed to avoid any issues with, and this is true, the use of military dictatorship.
Right. Nope, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Akhenaten originally came to power, everything was pretty fucking great, and the military, living it up. So Akhenaten's dad kept them in power, well-fed and rich. So when the new ruler did the same, they became ride or die.
Having the boys in blue stops the violent uprisings, but it doesn't stop private resistance to the changes. Mostly, people are just ignoring the king. Like, this man kept yelling, it's called X now! And everyone was like, it's Twitter.
Penis!
Hey, do you remember his fine-ass wife?
Every time I close my eyes.
Oh, I know. Oh my god, did you see her the other day? Oh, Jesus. So you'd think at this point she's like, hey babe, maybe let's like chill a bit.
She also changes her name to Neferneferaten. Nefertiti.
I'm sorry, what?
Beautiful are the beauties of Aten. A beautiful woman has come.
She gave herself a preface?
Oh, but it gets worse. See, Akhenaten now has it made. Money, power, hot Delulu girlfriend, everything you could possibly want. But he just has to make everybody worship the sun.
Everybody did worship the sun.
No. They worshiped the god of the sun. He says, fuck that. Worship the hot boy.
Fun facts with Nash.
Not his hot boy.
The hot boy son. In addition to the worshipping of the sun, here are some of his other not-so-great moves, which require a list. Here we go. He builds a large, unnecessary temple in the middle of Karnak to worship the sun. Disc thing. Aten. He removes any mention of any other gods from temples and makes all those temples either useless or barren. He stops answering his letters and lets territories get conquered. He ruins relationships with other kingdoms by essentially ghosting them. He creates a corrupt government system that divides the kingdom into the haves and the have-nots, causing social decay and social structures get ruined, since his military force is quickly stopping any physical protests. He leaves the capital city of Thebes. He single-handedly bankrupts all of Egypt with the construction of hundreds of temples in the name of Aten, as well as a super city, and worst of all, he writes poetry.
What was that last one?
Super City.
No, but the one after?
He wrote hymns, the most famous one being the Great Hymn of Aten.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why. All right, fine.
How manifold it is, what thou hast made. They are hidden from the face of man. All soul god like whom there is no other. Thou didst create the world according to thy desire. While thou wert alone, old men, cattle, and wild beasts. Whatever is on earth going
upon it. I don't think there were real boots back then. And even if there were, the sun isn't a big fan of fashion accessories. But this man is definitely licking Otten's theoretical boots. So.
Okay, I was really getting into
it. Yeah, I know.
So
that's why I stopped you. That's why
okay,
we
did right. this. You got a problem yeah, with I the really... mic?
I got out of bed at all.
Penis.
Let's talk about the super city.
Well, by all accounts, Nefertiti was like the perfect...
City. With a C.
City. Right.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. City. As stated before, Akhenaten is a huge fan of breaking traditions for some unfathomable reason, and he decides to leave the city of Thebes.
All right, the historical capital of ancient Egypt for... ever?
Yeah. Because, you know, reasons.
And the reasons are?
He decides Thebes is, quote, unpure, end quote. And he needs to move the capital city in the worship of the Aten to a land that is more... virgin.
What the fuck? Was this guy red-pilled?
Truly. He was like, I need unfucked land, and I need it now.
Okay. Ugh, Jesus. Well, if this land was a sandwich, would you like, you know, a clean sandwich, a new sandwich, or do you want a sandwich that's been bitten and, you know, fucked?
Do you want a sandwich that's had a penis in it? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, do you want to? Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's a real metaphor I heard in, sex ed, where they teach abstinence.
Jesus.
Yeah. Texas. I feel like the more I'm learning, the more it's against my will.
That's how learning as an adult works. So Nefertiti's husband picks an empty spot on the eastern side of the Nile.
He crossed the river?
And he brings 20,000 people with him.
By force?
And he names it Akhenaten.
And he names it after himself.
Well, we know it today as Amarna. Probably because later folks made the same connection you did and were like, hey, that's a really weird thing to do. It's a weird thing that you've done. It's a weird...
Big if true.
Yeah. But okay. The name of the city means Horizon of the Aten, while his name means...
The asshole of the Aten?
No. No.
The gout of the Aten?
Nope. Again, no.
The blue waffle of the Aten?
Definitely not that. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. His name translates to a couple different things, but the most popular ones are the great use of the Aten, or beneficial to the Aten, also effective of the Aten.
Wait. Hang on. Pause.
Sure.
So his name is saying he is an extension of the Aten, spreading his love.
Yes, you get it.
Nash.
Yeah.
He's saying he's the dick of the Aten.
What?
The penis, Nash. He's the cock and balls of the Aten.
Please stop. I'm begging you.
His wife had like 30 titles and he only wanted one, the phallus of the Aten. Penis.
Moving on. As he builds the city, to the surprise of no one, most of the people he dragged along for the honor of being forced to build an entire city on unfucked land die between overwork and stunted growth.
Stunted growth?
There's no water there.
What?
And there's like also no food there.
Jesus Christ in heaven. Okay.
It's what happens
all right.
when you throw everybody in the middle of the desert. You're like, we live here now. Naturally, the people aren't that crazy about this whole thing. In fact, they're not crazy about him.
How not about him were they?
Sometime after his death, the subsequent rulers, potentially his own son, essentially erase all mentions of him everywhere.
But they get the stuff from about his wife?
She's Tut's mom, that's in quotes. So yes. And also, I mean, have you seen her?
Hey, how you doing? Hey. Hey-o.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, how do we even know about this asshole, Nash, huh? Are we just committing historical slander?
You need to relax, bud. You need to relax.
It's just like, this dude fucking sucked.
He did, buddy. He sure did. Here, this will help. You feel better now?
Thank you for getting me Dairy Queen.
No problem, but I didn't. I stole it off Jen's desk. Anyway, we know about Nefertiti's husband and modernity for fun reasons, I promise.
Is this the...
We know about Akhenaten because of his hate mail.
So why does he have so much mail? Simple.
He was involved in an MLM.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. So in 1887, the Amarna letters are found. They are a collection of tablets dating back to the 14th century.
These are the first written proof of diplomacy ever found. They cover the reigns of the rulers Amenhotep III, Akhenaten, possibly Smenkhare or Tutankhamun, who knows, most of the 18th dynasty of Egypt. The letters describe early rules, marriage plans, and even warfare negotiations between nations. Like, literally, they're the building blocks of how to build a civil...
No. Fuck all that. Talk your shit, kings.
Fine. They are the first Twitter.com.
I would argue it's Reddit. Am I the devil for him?
Oh, yeah, right. That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. Yeah. Am I the devil for changing all my entire kingdom's religion? Hi. Akhenaten, male, 28. So I got an argument with my wife, Nefertiti, 12 probably.
AKA the hottest woman alive. Suck it, nerds.
Yeah, fucking virgins. Okay. All of the letters that are related to Akhenaten are not, they're not great. They're not great. It's not a good time for it.
Yeah, he's the Egyptian equivalent of ignoring all of his neighbors and blasting music until 3 a.m. And the music is like Matchbox 20 or Noah Kahan.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hey, be grateful that we have the Geneva Convention now. Mm.
So Egypt is rich. They've got a strong military. They have friends. Now, when your friends need help and you have the means and there's a large military force right outside your house, actually taking over parts of your property and removing key trade routes, diplomatic relationships, and beating up your friends in front of you, by the way, but you actively ignore it because you're too busy playing Legos and maybe you're not that cool of a leader. And also you've never once paid for drugs.
He's quite literally a bad friend. There are 50 letters from the king of Babylon, one of Egypt's ride or dies, asking for help. 50. And Nefertiti's husband leaves Byblos unread because he's busy staring directly into the sun and masturbating. Probably. Sun.
And he never once paid for drugs.
Akhenaten once also promised the king of Mitanni gold statues, which is like a common gift that his dad gave. But instead, he sent gold-plated statues, showing that he's also a cheapskate in addition to all of his other pretty negative qualities.
And he never once paid for drugs. Not once.
We're skipping a lot of history here. But to give you an idea of why these letters are important, it's the correspondence of different kingdoms at the time. The Hatti, the Mitanni, Assyria, Babylonia, Alesia, Azawa, and of course, Egypt. A lot of the letters are leaders negotiating terms, coordinating marriages, you know, standard daily stuff to them back in the olden days. But for us, it gives a lot of insight on how these civilizations made and kept relationships. Plus...
I am so ready for this. Oh my God. All right, let's do this.
Go ahead. No, you do it, buddy. You got it.
Okay. Plus, they called each other brother. As in, like, that's like a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. They're like, brother. Which means historically, at one point, a ruler of ancient civilization wrote a reply stating, "Hell yeah, brother."
Back to the matter at hand. While most scholars don't agree on what exactly Nefertiti's husband's policies even were, they all kind of agree that he took a backseat on a lot of international relations because he was so obsessed with... Nope. Angel, I'm not reading this.
Oh, you're not going to read this?
No. I'm not going to read this.
No. No, you should read it, though, because I wrote it, and I wrote this episode, and you should read it.
But I don't want to.
But am I wrong?
No, but it feels wrong. Making Egypt great again.
Yep, he drove the economy to shit for his fucking town, an obsession with a goddamn frisbee.
I mean, at least it was gold.
Penis.
So we don't know exactly how or when Akhenaten died, but we do know a few things, and that's "no" in quotes, by the way. First, he was immediately succeeded by, or perhaps a co-regent of, his son-in-law Smenkhare, and then was succeeded by, or a co-regent of, the mysterious Neferneferuaten, who was either Nefertiti, probably, Akhenaten's widow, or maybe their daughter Meriaten, who was the widow of Smenkhare and possibly the wife of Akhenaten himself, maybe at some point. Egyptologists do agree that the final pharaoh of the Amarna period, to which this entire disaster has been named, was a woman. In addition to depictions and hieroglyphics referencing this woman as king, much of the funerary pieces in Tut's tomb were originally slated for her and were, in haste, repurposed when the boy king died.
If that last paragraph sounds weirdly familiar, it's because it comes directly from our most popular episode, King Tut.
And we didn't feel like writing it again, so we didn't. Praise be our gay dads and work we've already done.
Praise be! Tut is around 8 or 9 when he takes power, and the first thing he does is move back to Thebes and rebury his dad in the Valley of Kings. Kinda.
He buries his dad with his actual mom, now believed to be one of Akhenaten's sisters, which is hilariously kind of a burn because now Nefertiti's husband has to spend the afterlife with like one of his lesser wives. Like, suck it, buddy.
Suck it. She is literally known in academia as the younger lady, which is double insane. You don't give up Wagyu dinner with an incredible wine for a microwave Salisbury steak that you're related to.
How many microwave meals are you related to?
At least three.
That makes sense. I'm just saying, I would have treated her right.
We both know you've hit it and quit it and then strung her along like you do our receptionist.
I'm sorry, what?
Stay out of daddy's business.
Gross. In the next few years, Tut rebuilds temples to the old gods and renounces the Aten. He restores the god Amun to supremacy and things go back to nice old Egyptian normal. But that's not the important part of the episode.
This guy built an entire city, temples throughout Egypt, and yet, by the time that King Tut is fully in control, any mention of Akhenaten is gone. The materials that were used to build his city get reused to build the temples of the gods that he'd originally destroyed.
Yeah, that's right.
Suck it.
Egypt had a gas leak season. Like, no, it's really insane. It's like building the windows and fixtures of the capital with those of Mar-a-Lago. I hope these metaphors don't get lost.
In fact, if it weren't for the discovery of the Amarna letters, we wouldn't know anything about Nefertiti's husband, let alone how incredibly thoroughly this guy took an L from his own son.
So just remember, all it takes is one mildly neglected child and boom, there goes your whole legacy.
And sure, Nefertiti's husband is buried in the Valley of the Kings, but he's inside of a wall. Like confidential paperwork in a bathroom. Or the wine guy who really pissed off Edgar Allan Poe. Just another regular Joe born into royalty, married to the hottest woman to ever live, having created at best a really inconvenient bunch of years for his subjects. Buried in a wall.
With his side chick.
And on that note, that's the episode. A special thanks to you, our favorite listener. Remember to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate and review would also be really cool so that we don't get forgotten to history. After our sons take over.
You can follow us on socials. I'm at Gorilla Jokes, GUERRILLA Jokes.
And I'm at It's Nash Flynn.
You can also follow the podcast where we drop incredibly specific memes and unhinged selfies at Death and Friends Podcast.
Would you like to live deliciously? Become a member of the Skeleton Army and join us on Patreon. We have exclusive and early release content there, like Beyond the Grave.
That'd be cool. I could fuck being an immortal frog.
If I was a whale, that'd be cool.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, like a raccoon. That'd be pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want...
Something without like... raccoon over an immortal human.
Something with just enough emotional, like emotional depth and higher function that like, yeah, I get sad and extra happy sometimes, but nothing like devastating, you know?
Oh, see, I don't want to feel emotions. That's like, if I'm going to live... immortality, I want to feel nothing ever. Like, if you could make me a really cool, like, lichen in, like, a forbidden wood, I would do that.
The other thing about being immortal that I think...
Make me a moss.
There you go. Just be a fungi. Slowly take over. You're the fungi of the podcast already, so I might as well.
Oh, my God.
I want to be that fungi that, like, fucking The Last of Us.
There you go. Now we're talking.
But most importantly, we use the funds to cover our sound guy's medical bills. In order to properly write medical facts, we expose Dom to all the illnesses and ways to die we talk about on the show.
What did we do this week?
We made his son forget who he was.
Hey, speaking of Patreon, it is time to honor a member at the Brendan Fraser level. Praise be Jake the Forge Witch.
And praise be Brendan Fraser. Fraser.
Fraser.
Fraser.
Fraser.
Fraser. So check it out at patreon.com/deathandfriends. For more information, visit deathandfriends.gay. That's .gay, because we are fucking awesome.
Hell yeah, we are, brother.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about this?
No.
This thing? It's called death.
Huh?
And it is tricky to talk about. So, I know we had a lot of fun with it today, but it can be a bummer. So please remember that you are loved, you matter, and if you don't want to be your own friend, we'll happily be your friend.
I will join you on all of the Twitter platforms that exist now. Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads. What are the other ones?
Twitter Squared.
Reddit? No, that's not a new one. Instagram? Am I saying that right? Instagram.
Threads. It's Instagram.
Instagram. That one.
Instagram.
Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine.
MySpace.
Until next time, Skeleton Army. Stay spooky. Love you.
Love you. Bumble?
All right. I'll see you on Grindr.
This has been a Knavery Inc. podcast. Go to knaveryinc.com for more details. Executive produced by Jacob Duffy Halbleib. Audio design by Dominic Guanzon. Themes and transitions by Amy Doe.
The fuck is a knave?
That wasn't, we didn't do the numbers.
We didn't. Let's try that again.
Eins, zwei. Where my brother's going?
Okay, let's try that again. Shut up.
Okay.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Death?
Hello, Nass. Nass? Who's Nass?
Nass.
Hey, it's Nass City. All right, let's try that again.
Death?
Right. Let's talk about our favorite with a OU in it. Pharaoh Akhenaten.
I love how you said it like that, like I wrote this episode, even though I did not.
No, I know, but like it's me totally shitting on the way you spell things.
Thanks.
Like your favorite. Oh, he's your favorite pharaoh, isn't he? It's fucking Akhenaten, isn't it?
Get out of here, Ed Sheeran.
Fucking Amenhotep the Fourth.
Death?
It was during his probable priesthood where he most likely gained his love for the Aten. Sorry, I almost said penis.
That wasn't even a bit. That you genuinely almost said penis. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Nash is so gay for girls, she loves gay porn. The most lesbian thing ever.
Death?
Mm-hmm. You could say it's a real mummy government.
No, you can't say that. All of this happened.
That's why I did. I just said that. So.
Yeah, but we can delete it in post.
Yeah, but you wrote that line.
Did I? I didn't write that line.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
That's absolutely not my line.
I did not write that.
Okay, well, it was written by a ghost because I don't know what a mummy government is.
Why a mummy government? Oh, it's a fucking mummy government, isn't it?
I think you wrote that joke for me.
I did not write that joke. I promise you I did not write that joke. Okay. I wouldn't know. I can go into Google and find out who wrote that joke,
except
actually.
Except you can't because we both write under the Death in Front.
Mystery 4 days continues. Ago, but Death in Front. Nope, I can actually find out. Okay, this is going to take hours.
Death?
Amenhotep Jr. the Fourth eventually rules 17 years during the 18th dynasty of the New Kingdom. What? Did you want me to say JR times 4?
Yeah, because I think it's the funniest thing. No, it's fine. No. Also, the new dynasty?
That's how it's pronounced.
No, it's pronounced dynasty.
No, it isn't. It's pronounced dynasty.
Oh, it's fucking dynasty, isn't it? Oh, shit. Real fucking Anglophile over here. All right.
Death?
Oh, that was too much. That was too much. That was too real.
Death?
We also believe that Nefertiti is more interesting of the two. Why did I say it like that? Nefertiti? Why did I say it like that? Nefertiti?
Death?
Anywho, some historians' theories about Nefertiti range from incest. I'm waiting for you to recover.
I think I'm going. I put the mic away.
You have a line.
You didn't say anywho. You said anywho. Yep. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Death?
But whatever. Floats your goat, I guess.
Why did you read it like that?
Floats your goat?
But whatever.
Don't you mean boat?
No, floats your goat.
No, it floats your boat.
I mean, it should be float your boat, but it's funnier if you say float your goat, because it doesn't make any sense.
I'm already real dumb in this universe. I can't be even dumber. I'm not Joey from Friends. Like, what the fuck?
No, but people do say float your goat. That's like a real thing.
All right. Yeah, idiots. And I'm not one of them.
Exactly. Okay. That's why I say it. Right.
Death?
Hey, but whatever tickles your pickle. So these are two...
These are two pickles.
These are two pickles, and they're going to fuck each other. That's right.
Just, we do not yuck anyone's yum in this universe.
That's good. That's a better line.
Death?
So, Amenhotep the Third. Is it the third? No, it's the fourth.
It's the fourth. It's the fourth.
His dad rises from his grave, and he's like, look.
And he's like, check it out, y'all. I've been to the afterlife. It's all a lie.
There's only one God. And it's
there's only
that
one God. And he's a piece of shit. It's a fucking frisbee.
He's a golden frisbee. It counts.
It's a drum cymbal. That is the God.
We are all the drum symbol in God's really fucked up basement.
Okay.
Okay.
Woo!
Death?
And he wants to leave all of traditional polytheism that it that Egypt is literally built on.
That's
you
all,
couldn't
folks.
Just let me finish it.
No, I couldn't. No. Why would I? Why would I ever do that?
Death?
Sorry. I threw up in my mouth.
That sounded vicious.
Yeah, I threw up in my mouth. Listen, you're the one that wanted to do an audio podcast.
Okay. That was so gnarly. But like, well, you weren't even close to your microphone. That's how loud it was.
Oh, no. I mean, you're on my headphones, though.
Oh,
Zoom is my AirPods, which is why you can hear my throat.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Well, that just took all the air out of the joke I'm about to do. Okay.
Death?
That's how learning as an adult works. So Nefertiti's husband picks
you
an...
You want to do that again?
No.
Death?
We're just committing historical slander?
No.
Salander?
Salander.
Do that again.
Salamander.
Seriously. Hang on. Let's do a solid 30 seconds of this.
Can't go that long.
Oof. That's why I got this jawline and you don't. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I just ruined everything for myself. No one saves that sound clip, please. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Stay out of daddy's business.
Death?
And Nefertiti's husband leaves Byblos on red because he's staring directly into the sun and masturbating. I forgot.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Oh. Just the way you were reading it really fast and then you realized that you were saying.
I'm crying.
Oh my god.
I forgot about it entirely until I was turning to read it.
That is the greatest line you've ever written. Holy fuck. Okay, sorry.
Okay. And Nefertiti's husband... Nope. You got this.
Nope,
you can do it.
Hang on. You got it. I believe in you.
And Nefertiti's husband leaves Byblos on red because he's busy daring... Nope.
Daring? He's daring directly.
Okay.
Sweet, sweet, warm sun.
Gross.
Mm.
Nice and dry heat.
Death?
Oh, brother, my name's Nash. I'm a nerd.
Fucking Yoshi ass out of ass. Looking ass.
Death?
Cummies for the sun. Nefertiti,